something that a lot of us really don't think about is checking in with some of our strongest friends and truly checking in with ourselves. Because at the end of the day, I think we are all fighting the fight. And especially now in the pandemic, a lot of things are out of our control. So now is the time to really shoot that text, send somebody a phone call, or really just smile at somebody. Because again, at the end of the day, we've all got our demons and we've all got our battles. My babies. I actually didn't think that I was going to do a solo episode, and I've had a few conversations with some people, and I was kind of taking inquiries of other things that people want to see on this podcast, or if they prefer a longer short form, things like that. And I know that some of the feedback I've gotten was some people would love, love, love to see minisodes. So I feel like this is a good kind of transition into that. But the reason that I'm essentially recording this episode today, and I'm not going to make this a whole hour and a half long situation like I have been kind of in back times, just because one, I'm pretty sure you guys are going to get tired of my voice, and two, I just primarily have a couple updates for everybody. First things first is I think that there is a transition in the way that I'm going to run the podcast, and something that I'm thinking about doing is curating episodes bi-weekly. And a big reason for that is mental bandwidth. This is a super vulnerable topic for me, and I know I have talked a lot about therapy. I have talked about the importance of it. I have talked about mental health and well-being kind of in all aspects. And again, I'm not licensed. I don't have like a background in psychology. I have definitely brought on some people who are certified to talk about this, but I primarily just, you know, speak from experience. I speak about, you know, the issues that have happened in my life, my friends' lives and things like that. But I have never in my entire life thought that I would ever admit to essentially having anxiety and depression. And a big reason for that is culturally, right? And I think that if you guys have been listening up until this point, you know, my mom and I have even like had these conversations where her and I would go hiking and my mom's like, oh, Maria, you know, our therapy back in the day was a bottle of vodka, some cigarettes, and, you know, conversations with our friends, which, you know, I think it was really taboo talking about therapy and talking about mental health back in the day, back, you know, when our parents were being raised, and especially in other countries outside of like the Western culture. And so I was never raised to believe that, you know, talking about emotion was acceptable, it was okay. So I really a lot of times shied away from talking about myself, talking about how I was feeling. And so I would notice kind of like up and downs and breakdowns that would happen because I would suppress a lot of that. And I never forget like being in crazy and yelling fights with my parents and them kind of coming at me saying, you know, you need to suppress your emotion, you need to hide this, you need to hide that. So I've really kind of come to a point where I've become like very, very in control of all of that. And I think some of that is essentially biting me in the ass. And a big reason for that is I think that there's a lot of trauma that in my past I never got a chance to deal with. And granted, I have done a lot of work on myself for the last 10 plus years, I would say, and more so than I think a lot of people like to admit. But I think a big reason for me is I think growth is extremely important. And I think that means like mentally, emotionally, physically, professionally, whatever you want to think of it as. And so obviously one of those aspects being like on the mental and emotional side. But something that I've been like really grappling with is that I, in this last year, have been dealing with a lot of bouts of anxiety. And I never really wanted to admit that because I think that until I was with my last ex, I just didn't really know what anxiety was, right? Like I didn't, and when my parents had asked me when we started dating, they were like, we don't understand what that anxiety is. Why does he deal with it? Like they couldn't comprehend that kind of like mental battle. And so I think over time I like educated myself, like I had understood, and then I started dealing with it. And I think a lot of it had to do with, you know, jumping into this pandemic, like me being a natural extrovert, you know, I thrive and recharge off of being around people. Now that's essentially taken away from you. You know, you can't go to your workplace. You know, the gym that I was at was closed. There were a lot of things that essentially built off of that, you're confined into four walls. And I had my roommates at the time, no longer, you know, they had obviously like moved on, they got married. And so over time that had changed. And so I had a little bit of sanity in the beginning, but now that like I'm alone, it's essentially, you know, you're on your own, you're in four walls, you are dealing with yourself and emotions, and you're really facing like a lot of things that are real and raw. And I think after like years of not being able to deal with that, it kind of starts to take a toll and you look at yourself a little bit different. So I, you know, like I started losing sleep. There were times like my chronic nightmares would come back, and there was just like a lot of things on the books, and that would go like up and down, and I found ways to like manage and handle that. And it wasn't until maybe like towards the end of this year or towards this last 6 month mark that I finally recognized that that's when the depression hit. And there was no point or no area where I could essentially pinpoint that, right? And I had nobody to necessarily talk to about it. And I think for the first time I had told my current now boyfriend that this was something that I'm struggling with. And I think I had never like planned to tell him. I didn't want to tell anyone. I didn't want to talk about it. My best friend was the only one that knew, the one that is in Australia. And, you know, I've texted her on numerous occasions being like, hey, this is what I'm dealing with. And I need help. Like, I need you. And not saying that she should ever be like responsible for that, or anybody should be responsible for like mental battles. But like, I needed like a friend who understood me, understood my traumas, and was able to essentially like walk me through all these things. And so she had kind of known that like my depression was essentially up and down, but I never like came to terms with it. I never understood that that's exactly what I was dealing with, right? Like, it was more of a conversation of like, hey, I'm kind of feeling like this and I don't really know what it's like stemming from. So we'd like have these like long form discussions about it, and then it would almost go away. So I never really took it seriously. And again, taking it back to these like last 6 months where it's, you know, it started to kind of essentially build on each other. I felt like my work suffering. I felt like I was always tired. Like, I could never get enough sleep. Like, working out was difficult, which for anybody that knows me, they know like that's what I thrive. I wake up and I want to be at the studio. Like, that is my passion. That is the thing that I like love and see like the most. And so for me, being a person who is so obsessed and immersed in like that workout culture and isn't even able to like wake up and say, hey, I want to do this, you start to recognize that there's a problem. And so I started like burying myself in all these like things and activities because I didn't want to like face the fact that I was dealing with something like so out of my control. And so, and since I believe like probably around like the timing of December, I started to really feel like I was taking like an emotional hit and drainage. And again, it wasn't until I realized that I was having mental breakdowns every single day. And you guys, this is like some crying shit every day, waking up midday on calls with my boss, like literally on, like I had a call with a colleague that I started crying on. Like, there, it was just something mentally, like just, I needed help, you know? And so I think, or I needed to recognize that there was something happening mentally and emotionally that I just needed to take a step back and like take a break. So I admitted to myself that this was like essentially something that I was dealing with because I was like letting it affect everything that was happening in my life. And so I think something that I want to do for myself, right? Like after recognizing and after understanding that this is like something that I'm dealing with, and this is something that I think a lot of people in the pandemic are dealing with. I read a study that said about 55% of Americans are really facing a lot of like mental illness and depression due to the pandemic. Then I started looking into more, you know, insights on anxiety, and it was more so of like, you know, you have a lot of light and noise sensitivity, derealization, depersonalization. Like for me, I just felt like I've never been the type of person to be detached, and I was detached from everything. I just really didn't care. Like, nothing really fazed me. It was just kind of like another day and I was going through the motions, right? Nausea and appetite changes, like those are big things. Vision changes, reoccurring flu-like symptoms, and that's not even like like COVID related, right? But if you're feeling like worn down, tired, like sick, like those are essentially like really kind of overlooked signs of like those anxieties. You know, and then you look into and then you start looking into, okay, well now I'm like always tired too. Like what's that have to do with everything? Cause I'm active, I'm clean. And clean in the sense of like, I, you know, get my veggies and take my vitamins, y'all, you know? But you know, like living with mental illness, you're essentially always exhausted. Like you're tired because not because of like, you're like pessimistic or like you're complaining or anything like that. It's like literally a fact of life that essentially like, you have to pretend that you're okay all the time, right? So people ask you if you're fine. You're like, yep, I'm chill. I'm good. Everything's cool. You like put it on the back burner. And then that leaves you in like a constant battle to always be like within those thoughts, right? You're experiencing sensory and emotional overload all the time. You're dealing with quote unquote like relapses. So relapses of like that depression and anxiety. And then you're constantly dealing with like the stigma and ignorance from others. So like, right, you're putting on a front and then you like think there's a stigma. And for me, it's like cultural. So there are like all these factors that are like living within and breathing within that. So I think for me, especially after talking to people that have like, you know, like been open about their like fights and battles with it on and off. And for somebody that really like does preach like wellness all around on that kind of like mental, emotional and physical well-being, like I think I needed to take a step back and realize like I needed to take care of myself. And so I think something with that is like, you know, as much as I want to have like love and passions and all these things that I can accomplish and be, you know, productive, if not overproductive, like I am only human. And I think that it's okay for me to take a step back and be like, dude, it's okay to just be. And I think I've always had like a problem with that, right? Like just sitting there and saying, oh my God, like it's fine to just lose an hour to read or just sit on the couch, turn off your phone, maybe throw on an airplane mode or do not disturb. Like I can never really like reel in that concept of understanding why that wasn't a waste of time, right? For me, it was always like it had to be productive. Every hour had to be filled. Everything had to be done. And so that leaves you without, you know, any room for you and like self-care. And like we all know that as of like especially right now in this time, like self-care is probably the most important thing that you can do for yourself. And so I'm not only saying that for me, but I'm also saying for anybody that this could reach. So I think some of the things that like I'm personally gonna be active on is obviously like continuing to stay like, you know, physically healthy. I think that that's like a big vice for me. I am going to be trying to take more like mental health time. I have like a girlfriend who does like social media breaks. She does Sundays. I believe she's like fully on. So I think that I'm gonna implement something like that in my life, like which the hardest part here too is that I work in social, so I'm consistently on the platforms, not even for my own like personal well-being, right? It's it can be a little bit draining, right? Because then you're sitting there for hours in the day, you're thinking about social media, you're not only thinking about campaigns and strategy, but you're also thinking about like what's going on in the world, like what am I reading, what am I inputting into my own brain, because I have to be knowledgeable about all these things that are going on. But what I think a lot of people don't realize is a lot of like social media managers, directors, coordinators, they deal with a lot of mental health struggles because they can never unplug, right? You're essentially always on. You've always got like a pulse on the news, like whether it be, you know, Monday at 10 p.m. or Sunday at 8 a.m., you always kind of have to be like watching. And so while I think it's like one of the like sexiest and most exciting jobs like out there to be in, I think it also be like really mentally daunting. And again, on top of living through a pandemic, we're living through like a crazy election, living through, you know, like a stay at home order and just like navigating the huge, huge, huge changes that I've come across like on social. It's been a struggle. And I mean, this is not just like me talking about it. It's, you know, every single media manager friend I've had, we've all kind of reached out together as like our own little support groups, kind of talking about like, hey, like this is what I'm dealing with, or like, are you feeling this way? Or like, you know, I'm just kind of tired. And it's not even just like my social media manager friend, it would be like her, his boss that are saying the exact same thing, who are also working in like social management. And that's like the hard part is, right, it's like kind of like on top of everything, you're sitting there and taking a look at your life holistically, and you're like, fuck, like, I can't escape. And again, this is not like a complaint about like the career. It's just a sense of like everything kind of collectively. And that makes it a little bit harder to step away. But I think I'm going to be extremely mindful of that. And so that's where, you know, this podcast comes into. I think taking it biweekly not only gives me a little bit of mental space or a mental break. And again, not saying that this is forever. I think that like once I'm just like in a better place where I, you know, where I can just feel free and like produce all of this amazing content, I think I will definitely take it back to like a weekly basis. But I think bi-weekly too gives the audience enough time to really catch up. I know I've been making extremely lengthy episodes, so you know, the hour and a half mark, and I'm so appreciative of every single one of you who's reached out, who's talked to me after all my spin classes, who like pulled me aside, who's called me, who's congratulated me, who's reached out on social. Like, I literally look at your guys' messages and I screenshot the love, and like it truly fucking hits, because the only thing I've ever wanted in this entire podcast is to just even touch one person. I think I've had this thing on my mind for, you know, over a year, and I love people. I want to be talking to people all the time. Like, I want to listen to your guys' stories, and like that shit wakes me up in the morning, you guys. Like, that fucking raw, authentic shit, the messages you guys send me, that like I talk about that, like I'll be sitting on the couch with my boyfriend and I'm like, dude, like I'm literally like bawling my little fucking eyes out, and I'm like, oh my god, this person just reached out and they said this and this and this, like I can't believe like that somebody would even take the time, right, and just to even like listen to what I had to say. And I say this all the time, where you think about like that imposter syndrome, right, and you're like, well, what do I have to say that's impactful or interesting to somebody? And like, you guys just give me that space to like speak to you. Like, not only am I do I feel like I'm providing a vulnerable and space, oh my gosh, a vulnerable and safe space for anybody that comes here and talks to me, but like, you guys give me a safe space to talk about shit like this, or talk about, you know, your relationship stories, because that shit's not easy. And I have so many people that also, and what I want you guys to know, any single person that's come on here and talked, like, I have other people that will reach out and say, I can't believe so-and-so like talked about this story, holy shit, like I wish I was brave enough to also talk about like, you know, my experience. And that's so cool to see you guys reaching out and saying like, that person's story inspired me, or like, hey, I hella relate. Because what I always say is, we sometimes live on our own silo when we don't understand or see anybody else's like struggles, past, or stories. So this is just like such a cool avenue for, I think, myself and whoever I bring on, and even the audience, to say like, oh my god, we are all dealing with this same shit over and over again. So anyways, yeah, so ideally I want to take this bad boy bi-weekly. I think I'll still deliver amazing content. I'm still going to be active on, you know, the podcast page. Like, I want you guys to interact, and, you know, I'm sure I'll throw in like a mini-sode here and there and stuff like that. But I think it's like the longer productions that I'm just going to give myself. I'm going to give myself the time that I spend recording and like editing, just to breathe. And I, again, like I said, like, it's just for now. Secondly, I really am going to take more time to, I think, be outside. What I've recognized too is, I think since I've been struggling with this, I really haven't been going out there. Before the time change, I was hiking every single day. I would get off, the sun was like, you know, alive and well until 7 p.m. So for those that know, I'm a huge hiker. I'm always like out there. I love nature. I love being out. I just like love being active in general. So I would do that. I'd, you know, go box or go work out or go to a spin class or something like that right after that too. So I was always staying active, and like mentally, I think that kept me like so well, so bright. But now I think with it getting darker a little bit earlier, I haven't had that opportunity. And I've recognized during the workday, I'm like not even getting up out of my seat. I remember I like messaged a coworker and I was like, let's like normalize taking walks again, because I think that part of our mental health is so important. Like, we're allotted that time, like 15 minutes, get outside, move, stretch, shake, let it go. That's super, super important. So shit, bitch, if you're not up out of your seat and not moving around when you're at work, please do so. Anybody, like, you need to get out there. Even like, I mean, they even tell you, you know, every hour take, you know, 10 seconds or a minute or something like that, like away from your screen, right? So all those like little health things, like, please do that. And I'm going to be following that as well. I want to be holding myself accountable. I want you guys to hold me accountable. I want you to hold yourselves accountable. So I think that that's important. That's definitely on my radar. It's just like really, really getting outside. I think I'm going to be I'm going to just be setting calendar times aside and be like, hey, like just go outside, take a lap. You're fine. It's going to get done. Third, I think, really getting out there and traveling a little bit more. And I don't say that by like flying and going to Europe. I really just mean like hitting up that state park, you know, or even taking a drive up the, like up PCH through like Santa Barbara or something and like hiking there, like being a little bit more isolated, but still being outside, still feeling like you're getting out of the area. Take maybe like every month to take like a weekend and just kind of go. I think that, again, I get siloed like being here and just, I don't know, hang in, especially with the pandemic. Like, what are you going to do, right? You really can't, there's really not a lot of option. And all the things that we typically like to do, like, you know, going to concerts and really going to like these like big extravagant events and parties and museums, like that's really not, no longer an option. And plus, like, I think we'd all rather stay safe. So, but I really do want to get outside. And I think I do have a great opportunity to like, again, just get out there and just drive. So yeah, that's definitely on my radar. And then fourth, I think just really admitting to myself, right, when I'm dealing with something, I think really admitting that like my feelings are valid, that I am allowed to find a safe space within somebody else, in the sense of like being able to hold a discussion and say like, hey, again, what I say matters, and that person is not meant to be my therapist, but again, that person can allow me to kind of like understand that like I'm not alone, right? And I think that that's my like biggest thing in all of this. I feel like I'm just like butchering it and like not articulating it appropriately, but I think you guys kind of get where I'm coming from. I think it's hard to admit when you feel weak, and so I want to be a little bit more mindful of that, because I want to say that that's okay. But yeah, I think, again, we're not all superhumans, and I think we are allowed to take a step back. I'm also looking to take a week off from work in March and just really unplug. I think I'm just going to take the vacation days that I need to take. I can't be like a workaholic. I don't think that that's, you know, healthy in any way. Just in the sense of like never taking a day off. I think last year I only took like 24 hours or something like that. So I'm just going to definitely take that week to just unplug. I think I'm going to try to like shut my phone off half the time and, kind of, yeah, decompress and reset. Cause I think we sure all as hell need that. But anyways, yeah, I feel like I just rambled on for God knows how long, but I figured you guys are so amazing in supporting me and being there for me and reaching out and really sharing your stories. I mean, I'm in constant communication with every single person that's kind of like touched this pod, and I'm like eternally indebted to every single one of you. And so, yeah, I would really love to know if like you guys have also kind of felt like the pressure from all the shit that's going on. I mean, I'm assuming the answer is definitely yes. I can't imagine like a lot of people who like haven't felt hit by that, but yeah, or if you guys just like want to reach out and be like, hey, like, I don't know, like, let's chat. Like, I'm super down. Again, I can remember that I'm not like licensed, so this is not like a therapy session, but I do want to be like honest and vulnerable, because I think you guys deserve that. I deserve that. And every single person that's out there that is dealing with anything like this, like, definitely deserves that. So yeah, I figure if you guys like have questions, I would love for you guys to like DM me or hit me up. But other than that, y'all, I mean, I'm good. I'm just, you know, we're taking it day by day. And I think that that is the best way that we can do it. But on a lighter note, let's make this bread, get this head, then leave.